important turning point in my life was that, you know, these kind of issues, you know, I met a lot of friends like Marcello, and some others were here, Florence and Paola, and we had the fortune of inviting the Dalai Lama to come to Netherlands, to Holland in 1999 through some Buddhist institutions. And then we sat together, because we all had active careers in business, and said, hey, we share this kind of tension, these dilemmas. Why not ask the Dalai Lama to reflect on these questions together with some business people, political leaders, people who, you know, supposed to have some views on that. So with Ruud Lubbers, Erika Terpstra, who was here also, and some others, we had a very nice forum in Amsterdam in 1999. And of course, His Holiness the Dalai Lama was there. And it was just a short meeting. It was the discussion was not more than 2 hours. But at least as I saw it, it was extremely profound. And it gave a lot of people there an enormous sense of hope that spirituality and business are not mutually exclusive. That is just our ignorant minds that tell us that. But it is a lot of common ground, and it is a lot of relevance for all of us in exploring this relationship a bit further. And further, in today's globalized world, you know, the business is the most powerful institution to bring about change. So if we want change, and clearly we need change, if we look at what's happening now in America with the most recent crisis, and we see, you know, the world evolving with bigger gaps between poor and rich, and more war, more violent conflicts, then clearly the world needs to be improved. It's not finished. And just a free market and business as run as it is right now will not improve this world. So business needs to be changed, and new approaches to business should be found. It's not that we can criticize business on and say you do something wrong. No, we need to find a new approach, a new paradigm.
Just one other word, which I think has been important from the very beginning, you know, already when we had His Holiness in Amsterdam in 1999, is that what we are trying to build is a community of business leaders across all faiths. Like, we have people here from many different faiths, from Christian church, from the Protestant and Catholic, Baha'is and Buddhist, and certainly in New York we had Hindus, we had Jews, we have people who follow, you know, the other religions, the Brahmakumaris and the Vipassana, religions and spiritual traditions. It's very much, in a sense, it's above religions in the sense of being, you know, spiritual traditions of all sorts. So this is a kind of the integrator that we want to be, given that, you know, we live in a global world and we live in a world of cultural diversity, but also in a world of spiritual and religious diversity. So this is what, you know, Spirit in Business is becoming. It's a global network across all different faiths. And also, how can we learn, you know, as we go into other parts of the world, from Japan to China, how can we really connect with business people in those countries at their level of faith, understanding and knowing what their faiths are and what their spiritual traditions are, and in a real spirit of respect and diversity. So this is a little bit, you know, my kind of input into this. And what I also see, and I've, you know, done a number of programs and events to my foundation, is that there's never been a moment in history with so many, you know, free markets around the world. Essentially now we have, you know, 200 countries where the free market is the guiding mechanism, which has never happened, it's really never happened in history. And therefore there is an even more urgent need to be able to integrate and build kind of ethical infrastructure behind the work of these free markets. So in a sense, you know, this is, for us at least, you know, we've already been moving along this path for a couple of years, but this is just really the very beginning of what we think that will become a growing, very informal network of people around the world from different spiritual religious traditions in economics and business.